The facts about Robert Thompson's record are disturbing, and he voted to begin implementing Obamacare in Arkansas. We can't afford Robert Thompson. Ever heard of the phrase, do as I say, not as I do? Well, while campaigning on balancing the budget and fiscal responsibility, our country is deeply in debt and heading off a fiscal cliff. Dr. John Rushi says he represents us in the Idaho legislature. He voted against increased technology in Idaho classrooms. He supports Obamacare and gets an 8% lifetime score on conservative issues. The NRA gave him an F for his voting record on gun rights. Really? That doesn't sound like Idaho values at all. A vote for Rushi is a vote for Obama, not for Lewis and Nez Perce counties. It's time for a change in District 6. What are liberal interest groups cooking up this year? In Florida's 22nd congressional district, a career politician who has spent over two decades in public office, a supporter of Obamacare that slashes Medicare, an ally of Nancy Pelosi. What happens when you mix these ingredients? Lois Frankelstein. Floridians deserve better than a scary career politician. On November 6, vote for a bright future. Vote Adam Hasner. Paid for by Freedom Works for America. State Senator Wesley Meredith created a monster. He voted to open North Carolina to fracking, putting our air and water at risk. That's scary. Tell Senator Meredith and the McCrory administration to stop the zombie fracking policy and stand with North Carolinians.